All right, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City. I'm laughing. It's kind of funny because you're not going to hear it, I hope, on the microphone, but there's something happening with the heating system in the radio station, and it's causing the walls to rumble. It's so noisy, and it honestly feels like there's a train hit the building or something, or that it's just outside, like rumbling and making the whole building shake. It's really rather nuts. But luckily, it's in the background, so it's fading away. As we normally do on, well, I should introduce myself. My name is Tom Ryan, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, here as well, running the board. And what we've been doing for, the noise is incredible, seemingly forever, is covering albums, both top 40 albums and albums that were relatively unpopular. We call one list the top 500 of the top 40. The other list is the alternative top 40. And today's album is decidedly on the alternative top 40 list. It's album number 219 on a list out of 500, arranged chronologically, starting from 1955. This brings us up to July of 1976. So we're getting near the halfway point on the alternative albums. What makes this especially unusual is this is the first, and I can, if I was a gambling man, I would say the only time that we will ever have been playing two non-English speaking albums side by side in last week and this week, you know, in a row. Last week we played a Portuguese album. This week we are going to also play a Portuguese album. This time the artist, his name is Tom Zé. The album is called Estudando o Samba, and we'll get into that right now. I'll give you some information. I say Zé, but I think that's, well, it's not what I read, so I'll tell you what I think. Here we go. Tom Zé is a bit of a Dadaist. He's an artist. He's an artist in the sense that he's not just a musician, but he takes his approach to art as if it were a Dada experience, which is to say that it can be very fun. He has a lot of, he seems like he's really enjoying himself doing what he is doing as a musician, very similar to what other artists have done with art. And like any good Dadaist, Tom Zé is a contrarian. He often invokes the dark side of existence with light humor. He pays respect to the music that he loves by deconstructing it and turning it into something completely different. Tom Zé rhymes with meh, more or less. I think if I was going to say Tom Zé, that'd be about right. He was a key protagonist, of the Tropicália movement, bringing much-needed perspective to the iconoclastic cast of characters in search of common ground, both musically and politically. This is what was going on in Brazil in the late 60s, and we've covered some artists of the Tropicália movement in this series, earlier versions of their music from the early 70s and the late 60s. You'd have to go back to our website and just search for Brazilian music, and you'll probably see a whole bunch of those albums. Tom Zé, this is the first time we're covering Tom, though. So Tom Zé was raised in the northeast part of Brazil. So he was so far from a city that he once claimed his childhood was, quote, pre-Gutenberg, since he lived without electricity or running water, and almost all news and communication was spread verbally. When he heard music on the radio, he was transfixed and quickly set out to create his own, which in some cases also meant building his own instruments, and eventually relocation to a population center like Rio de Janeiro. Life in the city was startling to Zé, And much of his music of that time addressed what he saw as the absurdities of modernism. Now, as Tropicalia became a movement, people like Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso emerged as stars and eventually exiles. We got into that, I think, last week when I talked about the fact that the Brazilian government was literally forcing people, musicians, out of the country if they didn't write music that they considered that was appropriate for Brazilian culture, which said that if it was remotely like rock and roll, instead of being some traditional Brazilian type of music, you were asked to leave the country. Actually, you were put in jail, or you were given the opportunity to get out of jail if you would leave the country. That's how the government handled that in during the Tropicália era. The thing is, Gil retained a fierce sense of independence, releasing experimental projects that obviously must have confounded that oppressive government. But it also alienated the audience, who found his approach much too cranial for pop music. So it wasn't even popular in Brazil, frankly. So by the mid-70s, he was all but forgotten in Brazil and virtually unknown anywhere else. I mean, this is about as obscure as I think of a record as I think I could come up with almost. But even in obscurity, he continued to create challenging art. Now, in 1976, Gil released his fifth album, and it was greeted with profound indifference by the public and the press. It was called Estudando o Samba, which means studying samba. And he poured his passion into manipulating the samba form, utilizing his penchant for wordplay and wry wit for the album's lyrical base. Unfortunately, I know that as a listener, and even for me included, we're going to miss that aspect of it. Don't think I'm going to be able to translate his lyrics much at all. So that side of the brilliance of this album is going to go over my head, and I presume perhaps yours as well. Anyway, though, the point is that eventually the album did vanish from sight. It hardly sold. It was taken off of the market, no longer printed by the record label. And Gil himself also vanished from sight. And after that, he released only two very poorly received albums over the next 15 years. So his career as a musician certainly seemed to be a thing of the past. And Gil was even considering taking a job as a gas station attendant when, in a manner that must have perfectly suited his artistic perspective, something completely absurd changed his fate. It was the late 1980s, and David Byrne of the Talking Heads became heavily involved in world music. That was obviously a very strong interest of what Talking Heads were about and David Byrne's songwriting. And he found himself particularly drawn to the sounds from Brazil. So he started his own label imprint, David Byrne, and he started searching through Brazil's cutout bins for music that he thought would hold international appeal. Now, in his search, he goes deep, David Byrne. So he's not going to basically looking for albums that were just on the surface. He was looking deep into what he could pull out. And he happened upon Estudando o Samba somehow. And he fell in love with the album. And more than a decade after its release and its dismal fate, David Byrne found an album that not only he thought sounded contemporary, but one that matched his own sensibilities. With its layers of syncopation, vocal counterpoint, and offbeat percussion, the opening track, which is called Ma, could have fit seamlessly onto Talking Head's Remain in Light. David Byrne recognized that and decided to take advantage of it if he could, and also help Tom Jay in the process. So Jay's use of unusual production techniques and instrumentation on another song called Talk would have blended perfectly with My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. Excuse me. That's the album that David Byrne recorded with Brian Eno. That was a dual project of theirs. These songs existed before Byrne ever released an album as Talking Heads. That's how old it was. This is 1976. The first Talking Head album is called Talking Heads 77. So this predates his career. So here was an obscure, like-minded artist with a deep vein of material that had been virtually ignored, making it perfect for Byrne's label, which he called Luwakabop. That was the imprint. A Tom Zé overview disc was compiled, and suddenly Zé found himself lauded artistically with a reputation that now reached the United States and Europe, which I can honestly admit and explain to you that that's how I heard of him in the first place. If it wasn't for David Byrne and basically trying to help revitalize his career, I'm sure that I never would be able to be talking about this album today. So a studio ensemble provided the lion's share of material on Byrne's compilation of Zé's work, but the songs work much better in their original assemblage on the original album, which is why I am choosing to play that actual album. Because on the 1976 album, Zé organizes the material in a logical format, opening with a statement of purpose of sorts with the song Ma, as I mentioned earlier, which demonstrates the rhythmic thrust of his studies. He then moves on to a song written by bossa nova greats Jobim and De Marais. It's called A Felicidad. It's the only song on the album not written by Zé, perhaps because of its principal theme, which is sadness never ends, happiness does. And that fit comfortably with Zé's own contrarian sensibilities. After an instrumental piece that further dissects his rhythmic obsessions, he's going to offer a song that simply is titled To, which means I'm, as in I am, which consists entirely of contrarian lyrics, such as, if I was going to translate from Portuguese, I figured, you know, I looked it up, of course. I'm explaining to confuse you. I'm enlightening you so I can blind you. Eyes closed to see you better. I am desperate to have patience. These are his lyrics. See the conundrum of being a Dadaist. This playful, literate artistry continues unabated for the entire album, until, perhaps to deliberately deflate everything that he has achieved, the album ends with a really blunt, short piece entitled Indice, Index, which literally indexes each of the song titles in the order of their appearance on the album. Who else but Tom Zé would do such a thing? And to think that all of this monumental work would remain virtually unheard were it not for David Byrne's obsession is both sad and wonderful. That's my Dadaistic statement. So, let's get this party started. From the album, Estudando o Samba, the first track, as I said, is simply entitled Ma. Yeah.
Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade é como a pluma que o vento vai levando pelo ar. Voa tão leve, mas tem a vida breve. Precisa que haja vento sem parar. A felicidade do pobre parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha o ano inteiro por um momento de sonho pra fazer a fantasia de rei ou de pirata ou jardineira, pra tudo se acabar na quarta-feira. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade é como a gota de orvalho numa pétala de flor, brilha tranquila depois de leve oscila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. A minha felicidade está sonhando nos olhos da minha namorada. É como esta noite passando, passando em busca da madrugada. Fala embaixo, por favor, pra que ela acorde alegre como o dia, oferecendo beijos de amor. Tristeza não tem fim,
about as close to a traditional sort of a samba song as we're going to hear on this album. That's because he didn't write it, by the way. That was written by Tom Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes, two of the most famous writers of songs from Brazil, samba. He just took it because, well, the title, A Felicidade, I believe that means to happiness. Is that right, Heidi? Do you know?
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. you know, like a little bit of Portuguese. I know, not much, but
yeah,
some.
I haven't spoken it since 1971.
Well, keep practicing. So anyway, yeah, that's to set it up. Now from here, we've got two songs with the most simple names that you could possibly imagine. The first one is just three letters, T-O-C, talk. And the next one is T-O, toe. Back to back, we'll play them for you now.
Thank you. Tô bem de baixo pra poder subir. Tô bem de cima pra poder cair. Tô dividindo pra poder sobrar. Desperdiçando pra poder faltar. Devagarinho pra poder caber. Bem de leve pra não perdoar. Tô estudando pra saber ignorar. Eu tô aqui comendo para vomitar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar. Tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar. Tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Suavemente pra poder rasgar. Olho fechado pra te ver melhor. Com alegria pra poder chorar. Desesperado pra ter paciência. Carinhoso pra poder ferir. Lentamente pra não atrasar. Atrás da vida pra poder morrer. Eu tô me despedindo pra poder voltar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar. Tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Eu tô iluminado pra poder cegar. Tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Eu tô iluminado pra poder cegar. E tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar. Tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. É pra te confundir, é pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar. Eu tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Tô te explicando pra te confundir. Tô te confundindo.
The creativity is astounding, isn't it? I mean, the difference, the way things change so much from track to track, it's amazing. That is also the song with the lyrics like, I'm explaining to
you
confuse
you. You did a
good
job with the translation, babe.
Thank you. Got a couple of them down. I am desperate to have patience. I love that line. I'm closing my eyes to see you better. See, that's what we're missing, is because I can only got a few of those phrases, but not enough. And if it's possible for you to be listening with headphones, I highly recommend it. This is an amazingly awesome stereo album where the sounds bounce around in your head with such obvious left and right channel things going on that you almost feel as if you're like sitting in the middle of a ping pong table. It's amazing, especially on that third song that we played, Talk. But, okay, I should remind you, you're listening to WHBC, WHBC HD, Garden City. The show is American Hit Radio. Tom and Heidi Ryan presenting the album by Tom Zé. And it is entitled Estudando o Samba. As I said, I highly recommend headphones, but not if you're driving. I don't recommend headphones if you're driving. But let's keep going. Two more songs we'll play for the first half of the album. First up is called Vai, which is subtitled Menina Amanha de Manha. And then Ui, which is Voce Inventa. Can't say much more than that. I don't really know. And so, did I not say WHBC, WHCHD, Garden City, New York? Oh, well, there it is.
Menina, amanhã de manhã, quando a gente acordar, quero te dizer que a felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens.
Na hora ninguém escapa, debaixo da cama ninguém se esconde. A felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens. Menina, ela mete medo, menina, ela fecha a roda. Menina, não tem saída, de cima, de bando ou de lado. Menina, olhe pra frente, ô menina, todo cuidado. Não queira dormir no ponto, seguro o jogo, atenção de manhã. Menina, amanhã de manhã, quando a gente acordar, quero te dizer que a felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens. Na hora ninguém escapa, debaixo da cama ninguém se esconde. A felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens. Menina, ela mete medo, menina, ela fecha a roda. Menina, não tem saída, de cima, de bando ou de lado. Menina, olhe pra frente, ô menina, todo cuidado. Não queira dormir no ponto, seguro o jogo, atenção de manhã. Menina, a felicidade é cheia de praça, cheia de traça, cheia de lata, cheia de graça. Menina, a felicidade é cheia de pano, é cheia de peno, é cheia de sino, é cheia de sono. Menina, a felicidade é cheia de ano, é cheia de eno, é cheia de hino, é cheia de ono. Menina, a felicidade é cheia de an, é cheia de en, é cheia de in, é cheia de on. Menina, a felicidade é cheia de a, é cheia de é cheia de i, é cheia de o, é cheia de a, é cheia de é cheia de i, é cheia de o, é cheia de a, é cheia de é cheia de i, é cheia de o, é cheia de a, é cheia de é cheia de i, é cheia de o, é cheia de a, é cheia de é cheia de i, é cheia de o, é cheia de a, é cheia de é cheia de i, é cheia de o, é cheia de a, é cheia de é cheia de i, é cheia de o.
Você inventa, grite, eu invento. Ai, você inventa, chore, eu invento. Você inventa o luxo, eu invento o lixo. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão.
Você inventa, grite, eu invento, ai. Você inventa, chore, eu invento, ui. Você inventa o luxo, eu invento o lixo. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão.
Você inventa a lei e eu invento a obediência. Você inventa Deus e eu invento a fé. Você inventa o trabalho e eu invento as mãos. Você inventa o peso e eu invento as costas. Você inventa outra vida, eu invento a resignação. Você inventa o pecado e eu fico aqui no inferno. Meu Deus, no inferno, valha-me Deus. Você inventa, grite, eu invento. Ai, você inventa, chore, eu invento. Você inventa o luxo, eu invento o lixo. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão.
Você inventa, grite, eu invento, ai. Você inventa, chore, eu invento, ui. Você inventa o luxo, eu invento o lixo. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão. Você inventa o amor, eu invento a solidão.
This album is so hip, I don't believe it. It's just incredible. Imagine that this is 50 years old, this album. The reason we're playing it now is because it was released originally in July of 1976. It wasn't rediscovered until the 90s, 20 years later. So that's has once something to do with the fact that everybody can understand how this album retained its youthful vigor for over, well, at least 20 years for David Byrne to feel compelled to want to re-release it. And I'm sure you're hearing this for the first time. It's going to be up on our website soon, this show. But I promise you that if you do go back to listen and you listen to these songs with some repetitive listening, it will certainly become one of your favorite albums. It almost has to, because the whole album just makes you, it just makes you want to smile. It just feels so happy and fun and joyous, even when it's being dark. There's humor in it. So let's keep going. We just played all of what would have been side one. Flip the record, and we have yet more very simple titles. The first one is called Doi, D-O-I, followed by Me, M-A-E, or Me Soltera as a subtitle.
Maltratei, sim, maltratei demais.
Doi!
E machuquei, que, meu coração que bate calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Doi, doi, doi.
Oh, oh, oh. Oi, 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 oi. Tratei demais.
Doi!
E machuquei, que, meu coração que bate calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Doi, doi, doi!
Oi, 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 oi. cada passo, cada mágoa, cada lágrima somada, cada ponto do tricô. Seu silêncio de aranha, vomitando paciência pra tecer o seu destino. Cada beijo irresponsável, cada marca do ciúme, cada noite de perdão. O futuro na esquina e a clareza repentina de estar na solidão. A sociedade atenta e a moral com suas lentes. Com desesperada calma, sua dor calada e muda, cada ânsia foi juntando. Preparando a armadilha, teias, linhas e agulhas, tudo contra a solidão, pra poder trazer um filho cuja mãe são seus pavores e o pai sua coragem.
Dorme, dorme.
Making me sad because I'm thinking about the fact that I'm mentioning the fact that we're going to be putting this up on our website, AmericanHitNetwork.com, as we do every one of our shows. So you can find any of them. And we can keep track of like how many of the shows are most popular with people. And usually the albums that are the most popular are the ones that get the most hits. That's not too surprising. So it saddens me to think that listeners will probably check out on this one, or bail out and not necessarily give it a chance. So that's why I'm pushing it, because I really do feel that if you listen to this album more than once, you'll end up falling in love with it, similar to the way that we have, because it's just that outstanding. All right, I'm going to play one more track this time rather than two back-to-back. The title of this song is Hein with a question mark, and I didn't have any idea what that meant, so I put in a translation, and it comes up as Huh? So the name of this song is Huh?
Ela disse, nego, nunca me deixe só, mas eu fiz de conta que não ouvi, hein? Ela disse, orgulhoso, tu ainda vai virar pó, mas eu insisti, dizendo,
Hein? 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 Eu insisto, hein? 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 Ela disse, nego, nunca me deixe só, mas eu fiz de conta que não ouvi. Hein? Ela disse, orgulhoso, tu ainda vai virar. Oh, mas eu insisti, dizendo, hein, 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 eu insisto, hein, 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 hein. Ela arrepiou e pulou e gritou, este teu, hein, moleque já me deu, hein, desgosto odioso, hein, com jeito eu te pego, ui, bem feito pra rua. Sai, sujeito, que eu não quero mais te ver. Eu dei casa e comida, o nego ficou besta. Tá querendo explorar, quer me judiar, me desacatar. Ela disse, nego, nunca me deixe só, mas eu fiz de conta que não ouvi, hein. Ela disse, orgulhoso, tu ainda vai virar. Oh, mas eu insisti, dizendo, hein, 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 hein. Eu insisto, hein, 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 hein. Ela disse, nego, nunca me deixe só, mas eu fiz de conta que não ouvi, hein. Ela disse, orgulhoso, tu ainda vai virar. Oh, mas eu insisti, dizendo, hein, 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 hein. Eu insisto, hein, 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 hein. Ela arrepiou e pulou e gritou, este teu, hein, moleque já me deu, hein, desgosto odioso, hein, com jeito eu te pego, ui, bem feito pra rua. Sai, sujeito, que eu não quero mais te ver. Eu dei casa e comida, o nego ficou besta, tá querendo explorar, quer me judiar, me desacatar. Ela disse, nego, nunca me deixe só, mas eu fiz de conta que não ouvi, hein. Ela disse, orgulhoso, tu ainda vai virar. Oh, mas eu insisti, dizendo, hein, 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 hein. Eu insisto, hein, 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 hein.
That's the name of the song, translated. You'd be surprised, I would think, if I told you that Tom Jay will be celebrating his 90th birthday this year. He will be turning 90 years old. Got a late start. His quote is, "This music has inhabited my psyche for 50 or 60 years, familiar and profound, yet somehow extraterrestrial in my mind. It had to come out to be dealt with." I agree. This next track is called So. Translated in English, it means so, or solidão, which is solitude.
Solidão, solidão, que poeira leve. Casa é sua, o telefone. Solidão. E no meu descompasso, sorriso leve.
Na vida, quem perde o telhado, em troca, recebe as estrelas, pra rimar até se afogar, e de soluço em soluço esperar. O sol que sobe na cama e acende o lençol, só lhe chamando, solicitando.
Solidão, que poeira leve. Solidão, olha a casa é sua. O telefone.
Nascesse rainha, se o mundo pudesse aguentar, os pobres ela pisaria e os ricos iria humilhar. Milhares de guerras faria pra se deleitar, por isto eu prefiro cantar sozinho.
Solitude or Soul. You know, I just wanted to mention, I mean, we played last week, we played an album, a Brazilian album, as I mentioned in the beginning. That was by Jorge Ben. And I just want to point out that there is just so much Brazilian music that is stunningly creative and beautiful if you give it a chance. And this show isn't about American music, although most of it is, obviously. If it's an album that I think that would appeal to Americans, I'm going to cover it. And that's why I think that both of those, last week's album and this album, are incredibly important because they're stunningly creative and beautiful. Check them out. That's Jorge Ben and, of course, Tom Zé. There's also Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, and dozens of others. I just recommend, but go to the website, American Net Network, and if you search for the word Brazil, you'll maybe discover an awful lot. There will be more in the future. So the next song up is simply called Se, which translated into English means if. That's not so weird because Bread put out a song called If in the 70s as well. And that is followed by Indice, which is the index that I was telling you about, where he lists the songs that you already heard, and that's how the album ends. I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you for your patience for staying with it, and I really do hope that you give Tom Jay a chance. Well, see you next week.
Ah, se maldade vendesse na farmácia, que bela fortuna você faria com com esta cobaia que eu sempre fui nas tuas mãos. Possível, pois me contem como escrever de novo um jornal de ontem.
Sim.
Porém,
sim.
Por quê?
Sim.
De quem?
Sim.
O quê? Eu beijaria os pés da Santa Mater e reescreveria o seu caráter. Ah, se maldade vendesse na farmácia, que bela fortuna você faria com esta cobaia que eu sempre fui nas tuas mãos.
Sim.
Porém,
sim.
Por quê?
Sim.
De quem?
Sim.
O quê?
Sim.
Porém,
sim.
Por quê?
Sim.
De quem?
Sim.
O quê?
Sim.
Porém,
sim.
Por quê?
Sim.
Se desse,
sim.
Se fosse,
sim.
De quem?
Sim.
O quê?
Sim.
Sentisse. Mas como,
sim.
Porém,
sim.
Por quê?
Sim.
Ora,
sim.
Não diga,
sim.
Se fosse. A felicidade só dói se
again. See you next week. Bye-bye.